Well, good morning, everyone. Let's go straight to some breaking news now. And Commonwealth Bank has just released its half-yearly cash profit results. Now, Australia's biggest bank has reported a half-yearly cash profit of $4.6 billion. That's an increase of around 2% on the previous half-yearly results. And those results are pretty much in line with expectations. Now, the bank's earnings have been supported by record lows in bad debts. But experts say that this trend cannot last forever. And there's concern about the bank's exposure to the troubled resources sector. I'll have more with Martin Lakos in just a moment. The head of the International Energy Agency has issued a stark warning that a recent rise in oil prices is a false dawn and the oversupply of crude is set to worsen. Now, in a report, the agency said that the surplus of supply compared to demand in early 2016 was greater than it had predicted. It now expects oil stocks to grow by 2 million barrels a day in the first quarter and 1.5 million barrels a day in the following 3 months. It's the volatility in oil prices that has been driving the volatility we've seen in global markets, with investors selling off energy and financial stocks yesterday amid fears of a global economic slowdown. Now, while those fears seem to have subsided slightly this morning, global markets have still ended the day in red. Now, at the close, the Dow and S&P 500 both fell 0.1%. The Nasdaq lost 4.4% overnight, while in London, the FTSE fell 1%. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is at $28 a barrel, Tapis crude is at $33 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,189 an ounce. The Australian dollar is currently buying 71 US cents, 63 euro cents, and 49 pence sterling.